won't believe what's happening in the nation of Egypt. In a very real sense, the ancient pharaohs, once the uncontested rulers of the world, have returned. We're going to see how Egypt is currently building one of the most mind-blowing cities, and in so doing, they're reawakening their 7,000-year civilization and placing it right back at the heart of the world. Build the Pharaoh's Golden Parade, the government of Egypt moved 22 mummies of kings and queens of ancient Egypt's new kingdom from the Egyptian Museum to the recently established National Museum of Egyptian Civilization. It was an undeniably epic ceremony. The world watched, spellbound, as special chariots carefully escorted the pharaohs to their new resting place. And what made this extravagant exhibition all the more astonishing was that it signaled the beginning of a new Egypt, a new civilizational Egypt taking its place in an increasingly civilizationalist world. Recently, scholars have noticed something astonishing happening. In short, we're seeing nothing less than the great ancient civilizations of the past and kaiju-like fashion rising up from the depths below and returning in all of their splendor. Orthodox Russia, Confucian China, Hindu India, Shinto Japan, Ottoman Turkey, continental Africanism, Shiite Persia, and what so many in the legacy media are freaking out over today, MAGA. And what we saw recently in Egypt is part of this astonishing civilizational renewal. The Pharaoh's Golden Parade symbolized the Egyptian government's extraordinary cultural and historical turn of late, a turn that largely rejects the secular liberal globalism that's so rapidly dying in the West. This transition hasn't been easy. After General Abdel Nasser's successful coup in the early 1950s, he tried to modernize and secularize Egypt as part of a larger project of pan-Arabism, a project that really never really materialized. After decades of secularization modernization, Egyptians turned to the Muslim Brotherhood in 2012 in a massive political turn to their largely Islamic identity. After yet another coup the following year, elections were held and the former Minister of Defense Abdel Fattah el-Sisi was elected president and has been president ever since. And in that time, Sisi has begun rebuilding Egypt, an Egypt of a very new and ancient identity. With everything going on right now, it's hard to say what could happen or what will happen. And to make it even worse, we usually don't find out until it's too late. But when it comes to your money, you should understand what's at stake. So that's why I've partnered with Goldco. And you guys know I'm a big fan of hedging future risks with the timeless value of gold and silver. And that's why you've got to click on the link below or go to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com to get your own absolutely free gold and silver kit. It's an amazing free resource that shows you step-by-step how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or a 401k. And the best part is that you may already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. You've seen the writing on the wall. Click on that link below or go to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com to get your free gold and silver kit. Because, gang, this is about taking back control of your privacy and your freedom. We can't predict the future, but we certainly can prepare for it. So don't wait. Take action now to defend your freedom, your privacy, and your future by clicking on that link below right now. Among the several mega building projects that President Sisi has commissioned, the most massive and ambitious involves moving Egypt's capital city several miles east of Cairo. Though costs of the new city have been rather prohibitive, to say the least, nevertheless, the vision is utterly breathtaking. At the center of this new city will stand what's called the Obelisco Capitale, designed in the form of a massive pharaonic obelisk. It promises to stand at a height of over 1,000 meters or 3,300 feet, making it the tallest building in the world. The city will feature a number of artificial lakes, about 2,000 educational institutions, a technology and innovation park, a 90,000-seat stadium, 40,000 hotel rooms, a major theme park four times the size of Disneyland, and it's slated to house over 1,000 mosques and churches including the second biggest mosque in the world and the biggest church in the Middle East. But for many commentators, what this massive building project ultimately represents is the redefinition of Egyptian national identity in accordance with this rising civilizationalist world. Sisi is deliberately positioning Egyptian identity as uniquely the oldest civilization in the world, with 7,000 years of recorded history and powerful symbols of pharaonic grandeur and governance back at the center of Egyptian life. Even the formidable Egyptian military is reportedly employing more and more pharaonic rituals in their military ceremonies. And to top it off, even Egyptian hieroglyphics are being reintroduced into public school curricula. And so, yes, it's true. In a very real way, the pharaohs have indeed returned to Egypt. And with them, so has Egypt's unique civilization, taking its own unique place in a rising and returning civilizationalist world. Hey gang, I just wanted to give you a huge note of thanks to each and every one of you, the thousands of you that have recently clicked on the link below and joined our Insiders Club. As many of you know, we took a big hit from big tech. Our channel was completely and totally demonetized, but you, literally thousands of you, stepped in and you rescued me and this channel by bypassing big tech and joining our Insiders Club. You made it loud and clear to the Silicon Valley oligarchs that we're a movement, an army of like-minded patriots who refuse to be silenced by the international woke police. And so once again, I just want to take this moment to thank each and every one of you who have joined our Insiders Club for coming to our rescue. And for those of you who want to join in on the effort and take action, gang, just click on the link below and join our email list. That way we will never, ever, ever lose touch with each other, no matter what big tech does. So just click on that link below, join our email list, and become a part of an army of literally hundreds of thousands of patriots dedicated to taking our nation back, most importantly, together.